97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. I'm extraordinarily glad that you reminded me that I just passing mentioned a Jumanji theme park.
You did a few days ago.
Now we get to talk about the Jumanji theme park that I forgot about until this moment. First off, it's not like Jumanji has a cultural hold on us in any way. It's sort of like the Pirates of the Caribbean of its era. It was really notable for a relatively short amount of time. The children's book is great. It mostly succeeds because of the illustrations, because they are still just jaw-dropping. But the movie worked because of Robin Williams, obviously, right?
Right. But we're talking about that movie. Because there was, like, the remake with Jack Black and everyone like that.
We're driving there.
That picked Jumanji back
up. It really did. Those movies are cool.
They are. I think both Jumanji and Pirates of the Caribbean, I think that's a good analogy, because both of them had, like, their peak. But I think they've both got long tails, if that makes sense. Like, they didn't, like, peak and then immediately just disappear off the radar. Like,
you still
Jumanji,
think about it every now and then.
Yeah, they're still out there in the zeitgeist. Just not, they're not Barney, right? Like, nobody ever really thinks about Barney. Like, no one ever really thinks about the Teletubbies now, I don't think. Like, they peaked huge and then went away.
And then went away.
Jumanji and Pirates kind of have that long tail.
It's easy to have fond memories of, right?
Yes.
So the Chessington World of Adventures theme park in Greater London is one of the largest theme parks in the UK, if not the largest. I wasn't able to confirm that. I mean, it's 128 acres. It is.
That's a lot of acres.
It's a lot of acres, especially for an island as relatively small as Great Britain.
I believe that's approximately twice the size of the Magic Kingdom.
Really?
Don't quote me on that.
Is the Magic Kingdom really that small? I guess I just assumed the Magic Kingdom was way bigger.
I mean, I think it's 50-some acres. I'll look this up while you're talking.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep talking about it. The Chessington Adventure Park is notable for having its own little zoo. They've got acres of rides and exhibits and stuff to go look at. And the headline saying the first Jumanji theme park will open in the UK soon is a little tiny bit misleading, because the Chessington World of Adventure is not necessarily doing a full rebrand, but they're doing a big facelift to incorporate a lot of Jumanji elements into their theme park.
Into the entire theme
into
park,
the
like
entire
weaving it all
theme
the way
park.
Through.
Oh, yeah,
so
dude.
It's not like Universal building Harry Potter Land over here or Disney building Star Wars Land over there. Like, it's
re-skin.
Weaving through. Okay.
It's like Thunder Road becoming the Top Gun roller coaster.
Right. But all over the place.
I like that.
They've got
cool. Big old Jaguars. Yeah. It's a cool idea to make a place that's been a legacy attraction in the UK for quite some time fresh and new and interesting. And I'm always down for a jungle theme. I got to be honest with you.
The Magic Kingdom is 107 acres, so I lowballed that. But that's still smaller than Chessington.
Still smaller than Chessington.
And Disneyland is even smaller in California. That park is 85 acres, so Chessington is significantly bigger than Disneyland.
All right. Well, that's plenty of space
so
to bust out all this Jumanji stuff. The centerpiece of it is something that has already been revealed, which, let me get the exact measurements on it, a 55-foot-tall jaguar statue around which a roller coaster winds.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound cool?
It sounds kind of cool, but a roller coaster that only goes 55 feet in the air.
I mean, it goes higher. It's just the Jaguar.
Oh, the Jaguar is in the middle, and then the roller coaster
goes. Yeah, and the roller coaster
okay,
does roller coaster
cool.
stuff.
All right, I like that. Yeah.
It's in the entryway, according to this concept art, not too dissimilar from the Lion King tree that's in the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, it's just big, and you see it, and it's there when you walk in. But, yeah.
That's the Tree of Life. It's not specifically Lion King
themed. Whatever,
themed
the Lion
Victor
King
Lewis.
Tree. You know what I'm talking about. How much time
I
is
do,
left
actually.
In trends?
Yeah, I got a minute or so.
I got a minute or so. All right, I can keep it real short, and we can talk about yet another internet naming poll.
Ooh.
The Perth City Hall put out a form asking folks to submit and subsequently vote on names for the Perth Museum. Would you like to guess what won?
Perthy McPerthface?
Perth Museum. It won.
That's terrible.
Perth Museum won with 60% of the vote.
What finished second?
I don't care.
What even more boring museum name?
This represents a cultural moving on from Blanky McBlankface. And we can finally heal. We can finally do other things. I almost said some expletives here on the radio. I'm glad that Perth Museum won. Congratulations to Perth. Thank you so much.
Is this what constitutes healing, a return to sheer boredom, actually?
Yes.
No, we
Please, God, just call it the Perth Museum.
You're right. Return to boredom is exactly what we all need.
Precisely.